Growing Together by Jeanette Waite Bennett. This family's techniques for togetherness are as effective in the city as on the farm. Kim Schweider says he'll always remember a conversation he had with his dad while working together on their family farm. Jack Schweider, the bishop of the Ammon 7th Ward, was telling Kurt, 21, about a friend whose child had recently died. Kurt's dad looked across the dusty fence they were fixing and said, "Son, if something like that ever happens to us, I just want you to know that I love you." The 7 Schweider children, ranging in age from 14 to 27, say that family conversations like this take place because of the closeness that they've developed working together on their hay, grain, and cattle outside their Idaho Falls, Idaho farm. "Working together is what has helped me form relationships with my family members," says Jay, age 23. "The best part of farming has been the choice to work outside with my dad and my brothers and sisters." Scott, age 16, agrees. "When Dad is going up to the farm and asks if I want to go with him, I always want to." Bishop Swider says the communication that is necessary in working together has led to effective family communication in other areas. "When something needs to be done, we communicate about it clearly. This is carried over into other principles. We speak openly about any rules or guidelines that have to do with the gospel." The family tradition of working together began when the children were young and is deep-rooted. The Schweider children are the fourth generation to work the farm. Even when the children were little, the family enjoyed spending summers together in a small house on the farm acreage, 25 miles west of their home, while everyone took turns helping their dad. The Schweiders learn how to work through doing daily chores of feeding the cattle and baling and stacking the hay. "This has been one of the greatest factors in our closeness," says Sister Myrna Schweider. "When you work closely as a family, you'll get through crises together, and we also learn to have fun together. For instance, Daniel, age 19, likes to amuse family members with his windmill, a movement in which he swings his arms wildly, trying to swat away the various bugs that are buzzing around him. Whether they're planning or working, it's obvious that the Schweiders enjoy being together, preparing for life's challenges. Besides bringing their family closer, working together has also prepared the Schweider children for the challenges of life. For example, Jay was already characterized as a hard worker by the time he arrived at the Washington-Tacoma Mission, because the mission president heard that he grew up working on a farm. "I decided that if that is what he thinks, then I better work hard," Jay says. Sonia, Jay, and Kurt have all served missions, and Daniel is currently serving in the Indianapolis Mission. They all use money they earn driving tractors on hot summer afternoons and freezing winter mornings to help them buy their missionary clothes and pay for the monthly expenses of being in the mission field. Jay even raised a herd of cattle to help pay for his mission. He says, "One of my dad's colleagues was generous enough to give me a steer," Jay says. "Instead of selling it and just spending the money for fun, I used the money to buy my own herd that I was able to build up for myself." Learning the value of work. The Schweiders say they've learned that hard work and perseverance always pay off. Kurt learned this lesson baling hay. "One of my favorite things about farming is when I've worked all night baling hay, and then the sun starts to rise, and I look out over the field and see the sun's rays light up what I've accomplished," Kurt says. "All through the night, I couldn't even see what I was doing, but when I finally get a glimpse, it's a real sense of accomplishment." Sister Schweider says that hard work has taught her children to be self-sufficient. "Each one of them has acquired different things from taking on responsibility," she says. While they've had positive experiences farming, the Schweiders are quick to point out that the same lessons can be learned in any family business, work, or hobby. "It is true that we have our farming experiences, and I often share them on my mission," Kurt says. "But others have their own experiences that they bring to life or to the mission field. Although they're not sure whether they want to become farmers, the Schweider children say they do want to have their future families work together in some way. When I think about my future family, I know I want to raise them the same way I was raised," Jay says. "I want to have the same types of family relationships, and in our family, we develop them through working together." End of the article, Growing Together by Jeanette Waite Bennett. We are family.